Well, it's Jane Mayer Tucker here, and I'm here with Peter Actestrat. And first of all, I'd like to welcome you to this interview, Peter.
Thank you very much, Jane. It's a real privilege.
Well, can I ask you to start explaining a little bit about yourself, please?
Okay. Well, I was the Auditor General for New South Wales for the statutory term of 7 years, and the statutory term finished a couple of years ago. Now I have a number of part-time roles. And I guess one of the ones I enjoy the most is being the president of the New South Wales Council of the AICD.
Excellent. Well, Peter, we're actually here talking about straddle, which is the balance between structure and spontaneity. And I'd like to ask you to choose an issue that you could then share with us your experiences. So if you could start to explain what your issue is.
Great. Okay. Well, I guess I'll come to a specific issue in 1 minute, but I'll give a broad issue first, if that's okay. The broad issue is the role of the Auditor General, and that is our role in relation to the clients. For those who are not aware, the Auditor General's role is to do performance reviews and financial audits of the 400 government agencies in New South Wales to determine whether they're accountable. So the Auditor General has to follow all the rules and regulations and also make sure their clients are, but at the same time not to put the clients in a straitjacket so that they're petrified to do anything, to take any risks, etc. So there's a trade-off. Also, from a personal point of view, there's a lot of structure in the way the Auditor General personally prepares reports, gives them to Parliament, but then if we want those reports to live, if the outcome of the reports is better governance, better strategy, better performance in government, we do have to be more ambidextrous and be able to apply that in situations which I might not have researched. And so sometimes I'll be thrown, say, at a press conference, or I've done all the homework on the process and the structure, but then I'll be asked, thrown a question completely out of left field, and I have to spontaneously respond to that, not just in a way to answer the question, but also in a way that can use that answer to help drive productivity in the public sector.
Well, what a wonderful example for straddle. So I'm going to start, first of all, so you're thinking about structure and spontaneity. In that role, could you please tell me what went well?
Well, what goes well is that I've got absolute confidence that the product that I'm delivering to Parliament has been through all the processes, because the staff that are preparing the product are very professional, very committed to improving productivity in the state. And we followed all the processes, all the structure, by discussing the issues with the client, the government department, by looking at the auditing standards, the accounting standards, looking at benchmarks to see what best practice is, and then to determine how the particular government department is performing against best practice. So that goes well. In relation to the second side, which is the structure side, what doesn't go as well sometimes is that if a government department feels hamstrung by all the rules and regulations that they perceive the Auditor General imposing, they think, oh, the Auditor General wouldn't like us to do this, wouldn't like us to do that, these are all the rules, there's too much red tape, too much regulation. It could put them in a straitjacket, and I guess I have seen that occurring, where they don't feel they've got the mandate to be more spontaneous and make more courageous decisions, etc.
So you've kind of moved into the second part of this question, which is what didn't go well.
Yes, well, what didn't go wrong, if I look at from the government agency's point of view, and there, as I said, there's over 400 of them, a number of them have lost opportunities because of perceptions about how the Auditor General is going to work. And so they haven't taken things to the next step, and they've, I guess, ticked the boxes and just done cookie-cutter approaches to various things, looking for new initiatives, etc. From my own personal point of view, what could have gone better is sometimes we'll have done all the work on a report, and then to make it live, we need to let the community know about it. But sometimes if I'm on the talkback radio or having an interview, etc., at the press conference, I'll be asked a question completely out of left field. And if I'm not prepared for that, it may well be that issues arise, but even worse, I've lost a golden opportunity to be able to highlight to the public an area where there can be an improvement in the administration of the public sector.
So this is a great example of that tension between structure and spontaneity. Can you think of something that you may have done different?
Well, yes. Look, we had one, for example, where we tabled a report, and the reports were very... back in the old days, they were hundreds of pages long, right? And tucked away in the report, it said that some of the technical equipment that a particular government department had an accounting value of nil. And that doesn't mean they don't work. It just means that they've had the equipment for so long that it's been depreciated, and on the books it's not worth anything. And so I was asked this question out of the blue. Are you saying, Mr. Auditor General, that particular government department, all the technical equipment, it doesn't work, it's worthless? Now, we've done all the work for the report, but we weren't necessarily expecting that question. So spontaneously, I had to respond to that question. And it goes through your mind initially, thinking, how can I answer it within the structure without getting into trouble, without denying somebody natural justice? How can I do that? I don't want to say the wrong thing. And that's the initial response, so it goes through your mind. But the subtle other part in your mind goes through, now this is a golden opportunity to be able to get a message across that we can do something differently without being pointing fingers and saying this person's done it wrong. So I guess as they were asking the question, I was thinking, well, yes, it's true. Our report, our structure, our processes show that all this equipment, a lot of this equipment, has an accounting value of nil. But the last thing I want to do is to throw all that equipment out, because a lot of it still probably works pretty well. It might just be a new model's come in, and instead of a black and white, there's now a colour, or instead of one that does single spectrum, now there's one that does multi-spectrum, etc. So I answered the question. I started by going through structure and process to give me time to be able to think. And then at the end I said, and you know, one of the things that people should consider, I didn't actually necessarily say a recommendation, I say should consider, is that department, if they have technical equipment that has an accounting value of nil, which has been held for so long, they could think about bringing a technician in to test that equipment just to see if it's still accurate, etc. And so thinking on my feet, and as a result of that, the department then got back to us and said, that's a great idea, you know, we're going to go and test all that equipment. That's a small example, but it's...
Excellent. So the very last question I'm going to ask is, what do you celebrate of having those experiences of structure and spontaneity?
Yes, well, I guess what do I celebrate and how do I celebrate, I guess? What I celebrate is where something has been achieved and someone else thinks it's their idea and they want to get the credit for it, and we can sit back behind the scenes and say, yes, I'm glad that these people are introducing this new approach and this new strategy. I hope we were one small cog in helping facilitate that behind the scenes. I hope we were. So, for example, if an agency has been looking at a way of doing things and they felt constrained and they thought, well, we'd like to do this thing differently, but we're a bit concerned all the red tape and the Auditor General. If they've got a bit of an imprimatur from us that, listen, we don't expect everybody to over-engineer the risks. You don't have necessarily a policeman on every corner. And then if the department can listen to what we're saying and then implement a new approach... we celebrate them implementing the approach, but more importantly, 2 years down the track, we celebrate when that new approach has actually delivered outcomes. So I guess that's from the client's point of view, and we also celebrate, I guess, our own within our office's point of view, within the Auditor General's office, where we feel the team has gelled well as a team, not just our team, but also with the client. We've worked well together.
Well, Peter, look, that has been an absolutely wonderful example, and I know you're a very busy man, so I just want to thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for asking me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.